Night. The slaves walk amongst trees, barefoot, and make tiny steps. They have leg irons around their ankles and chains linking them. They have blankets draped around their shoulders. The slave at the front carries a lantern. They shiver from the cold night air. One of them stumbles. 1858, 2 years before the Civil War, somewhere in Texas. The slave traders, Ace and Dickie Speck, ride along, holding up lanterns on poles. Dickie's at the front. He sees something.
Whoa!
The procession stops. A light emerges from the dense tangle of trees up ahead. The light is an oil lamp swinging from a wagon, drawn by a single horse. The wagon is driven by a bearded man. Wobbling about on the roof of the wagon is an oversized model of a tooth on a spring. Dickie cocks his rifle.
Who's that stumbling around in the dark? State your business or prepare to get winged.
Calm yourselves, gentlemen. I mean you no harm. I'm simply a fellow weary traveler. Whoa. Good cold evening, gentlemen. I'm looking for a pair of slave traders that go by the name of the Speck Brothers. Might that be you?
Who wants to know?
Well, I do.
I'm Dr. King Schultz. This is my horse, Fritz.
What kind of doctor?
Dentist. Now, are you the Speck Brothers? And did you purchase those men at the Greenville slave auction?
So what?
So I wish to parley with you.
Speak English.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. It is a second language. Now, amongst your inventory, I've been led to believe, is a specimen I'm keen to acquire. Hello, you poor devils. Is there one amongst you who was formerly a resident of the Caroocan Plantation?
I'm from the Caroocan Plantation.
Who said that?
The slaves look to the back of the line. Cold mist hangs in the air from their breath. Schultz climbs down from his wagon. Ace and Dickie watch intrigued as he lights up another lantern and walks along the line of slaves. He wears a long coat and a bowler hat. The slaves eye him nervously as he holds the lantern up to their faces. Schultz shines the light on Django's face. Django stares down, not looking at Schultz. He has a long scar running up from his left eye.
What's your name?
Django.
Then you're exactly the one I'm looking for. Do you know who the Brittle Brothers are?
Django glances at Schultz and nods.
Who are they?
Big John. Ellis. Roger. Sometimes they call him Little Raj. They was overseers at the Caroocan Plantation.
Not anymore.
Django eyes Schultz.
Tell me, if you were to see any of these three gentlemen again, would you recognize them?
Hey! Stop talking to him like that.
Like what?
Like that.
My good man, I'm simply trying to ascertain...
Speak English, goddammit.
Everybody calm down. I'm simply a customer trying to conduct a transaction.
I don't care. No sale. Now off with you.
Don't be ridiculous. Of course they're for sale.
Move it.
My good man, did you simply get carried away with your dramatic gesture, or are you pointing your weapon at me with lethal intention?
Last chance, fancy pants.
Oh, very well.
Schultz drops his lantern and shoots Ace dead and Dickie's horse in the head. The horse collapses onto Dickie's leg. Dickie lies trapped under the horse. Schultz picks up his lantern and lights it. Schultz steps over and looks down.
I'm sorry to put a bullet in your beast, but I didn't want you to do anything rash before you had a moment to come to your senses.
You goddamn son of a bitch! You shot Roscoe!
Schultz shrugs.
And you killed Ace!
I only shot your brother once he threatened to shoot me. And I do believe I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 witnesses who can attest to that fact.
Damn legs busted!
No doubt. Now, if you could keep your caterwauling down to a minimum, I'd like to finish my line of inquiry with young Django.
God fucking damn it!
As I was saying, if you were to see the little brothers again, you could recognize them.
Yeah. Sold American! So, Mr. Speck, how much for young Django here?
Schultz unlocks Django's leg irons.
That iron is nasty business.
Schultz straightens up and hands his rifle to one of the other slaves.
Could you hold this for a moment?
The slave hesitantly takes it.
Thank you. Django, get up on that horse. Also, if I were you, I'd take that winter coat the dear departed Speck left behind.
As Schultz counts out money, Django looks round, bemused. Django walks flamboyantly, throwing off his blanket as he does so. Schultz watches him.
Nigga! Don't you touch my brother's coat!
Django glances round. He walks over to Dickie's horse, Roscoe, and stamps on its side, putting pressure on Dickie's busted leg.
God damn it!
Django jogs over to Ace's corpse and takes his clothes and boots.
100, 10, 20, and 5.
He throws the money.
For young Django here. And since he won't be needing it anymore, I'd like to purchase your brother's nag. Also, Mr. Speck, I'm afraid I'll require a bill of sale. Do you have one?
You go to hell, dentist.
I thought not. No worries. I come prepared.
He puts on spectacles and takes out a notebook. He lifts a slave's lantern.
Thank you. This will serve nicely as a bill of sale.
He writes a bill of sale. Django, dressed in Ace's gear, mounts his horse. He starts to ride off ahead of Schultz, who stops his covered wagon beside the remaining chained slaves.
Oh!
They look up at him apprehensively.
Now, as to you poor devils.
So as I see it, when it comes to the subject of what to do next, you gentlemen have two choices.
One, once I'm gone, you could lift that beast off the remaining speck, then carry him to the nearest town, which would be at least 37 miles back the way you came. Or two, you could unshackle yourselves, take that rifle, put a bullet in his head, bury the two of them deep, and then make your way to a more enlightened area of this country.
Choice is yours.
Oh, and on the off chance there are any astronomy aficionados amongst you, the North Star is that one.
He points up, then waves.
Ta-da!
With a shake of the reins, Schultz drives his wagon on. The four remaining slaves watch him go, then turn and look at Dickie stuck under his horse. Django hangs back to watch. Dickie holds up his hand, pleading.
Now wait a minute, fellas. Let's talk about this.
They throw off their blankets. One of them holds the rifle.
You gotta be reasonable in a situation like this.
They go to him.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm just doing my job. Blueberry, didn't I give you my last apple? Tell you what, boys. Take me to the dock in El Paso. I'll get you your freedom. No, please.
Django watches, smiling as they blow Dickie's brains out. Django rides off into the night with Schultz.